Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center, your community hospital with a rich heritage that dates back to before New Mexico was a state. We've been improving the health of the Four Corners since 1910. As a nonprofit hospital, San Juan Regional Medical Center is a values-driven organization. We strive to deliver on our mission to personalize health care and create vitality and enthusiasm in healing. We are here for you when you need us, offering a comprehensive range of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency care services. Well, let me turn to my guest who is here with me this morning to talk about community. Jamie Church is here from the Farmington Chamber. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. Well,
thanks for having me.
And we have to talk about the shiny brand new logo that you brought with you this morning.
It's exciting.
That was just unveiled last week, as
That's a matter of fact, right? Big ribbon cutting and big unveiling. So very exciting. Change is good sometimes.
And I think KSJE played a bit in your inspiration to change the logo, did it not?
Exactly. Well, I was sitting here waiting to go on the air, I think last month, and just sitting and up behind you, you know, you have things playing on the board, and the logo was up, and I just was looking at it and thinking, what really is everything on that logo? And it was a lot.
The old logo that had a lot of different stuff on it.
It did. It had a lot of different things on it, and it has served its purpose for many, many years and of course, represented the chamber and everything. So, but I was sitting here really looking at it and thinking, you know, it didn't really say what we do. And it made me think about nowadays logos are a lot more simpler and they make that statement and less is more.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And so...
So I've been told.
Yes, less is more. And but so I went back to the office and Jonathan, who works with me, Jonathan Bacon, who has quite a background in graphic design. And that's what he really likes to do.
Right.
So I went in, I said, you know what? It's time. We need to start working on the logo and changing the logo. And so I sat with Jonathan and I went through kind of what my vision was and what I wanted and how I wanted it simpler and how I really wanted to bring in this tagline of connecting commerce to community. That's what we do. And so Jonathan took my ideas and went with it. And then, of course, our board of directors, who they're just great. They're so supportive. And we presented it to the board and, of course, got some feedback and then went back and did some revisions and on and on. And then we came up with what you have there now, which is our Farmington Chamber with our three rivers.
Right.
Of course, the Zia symbol and then the connecting commerce to community. And I'm just really, really happy with it. And I don't know, you know, in 50 years, somebody else will probably come along and
say,
hey, it's time to change.
Right.
More is better. We need, right. I don't know.
Put some stuff on it.
Put some stuff on it. For now, I think it's great. And it does represent what we do. So very fun project.
Well, and that tagline, connecting commerce to community, is another thing that you brought to the chamber.
Right.
And kind of something that you're, I think, putting behind all the things that you're now doing, right?
Everything is about that.
Yeah.
And in this day and age, there are many young professionals that really don't know what the chamber is. I mean, they know, they've heard Chamber of Commerce, we all have. But what really is the Chamber of Commerce? What does it mean for today? What does it mean for today's business people, for today's young professionals, for the community?
If I'm a work-at-home person or I'm a
location-neutral
person working from home on my laptop, what can the chamber do for me?
Right, exactly.
As opposed
you're exactly right. There are a lot, the options for working people today and being able to work remotely and from home and from anywhere in the world, that's changed. And so we have to change with it as the Chamber of Commerce. And we need to, in three words, be able to say, what is it we do? How does this matter to you? And why do you want to be involved? So that's how connecting commerce to community. And I was driving around.
Four words, but it's okay.
Well, no, the two doesn't count.
I understand.
I almost thought about it.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks for
Captain
pointing that
Obvious.
Out.
Yeah, right.
Grammar police over here. But,
right.
I mean, and of course, I was trying to think of something that had three C's, and they always say if you can keep your tag, you know, anything to like three words or whatever.
Sure.
So that I was driving around and came.
It's alliterative.
Yes.
And
came
you have that.
Bursting into Jonathan's office. I was like, I have it. I have the tagline. I love it. Let's go. This
right.
is what we're going to do. So.
And here it is.
And here it is.
That's right. And you had a big kickoff last week and
we
a
did.
Little ribbon cutting at the
we
chamber.
Did.
And you had cookies with the logo on it. As someone who puts his face on cookies, I was very impressed with your logo cookies.
The cookies were amazing. And
right?
I've got to give a shout out to Tara down at the bake shop, which is located in Artifacts.
That's right.
She worked on those cookies because I sent her the logo and I said, I really want these for the ribbon cutting. And she worked on them and came up with a way to do it. And they actually made a stencil of the logo. And then they put those on all the cookies, the
right.
logo on the cookies. And they turned out so amazing.
Yeah.
They were great. I'm really glad.
They were delicious.
Yeah, they turned out so well. So
yeah.
very fun.
So that's the new logo, everybody. When
yes.
you see it, you will think Farmington Chamber.
That's right. And connecting commerce to community. And then, because that's what it is, we live in a wonderful community that has a lot going on. And we have some wonderful businesses and business people and business owners and philanthropists. We all know many of our businesses here give so much. They give their money. They volunteer. They support all, not just the community, but the nonprofits. And so that's just something we want to celebrate and recognize, that small business and what they do for community, and then vice versa. It's very important.
Very true. Very true. Speaking
yes.
of events, you've got a lot of events coming up. And one of them is tomorrow.
One of them is tomorrow.
During,
it's Focus on Farmington Coffee.
That's right.
Very
and
exciting.
We want to invite everyone. It is a free event. They
yes.
happen monthly.
Except
and
it's not May 2nd, but I don't know why it says May 2nd, because it's May...
Oh, that was when it was posted, I bet, on Facebook.
Okay.
But it does
so,
say tomorrow at 8 a.m.,
that's good.
And
okay.
that's,
that's
accurate.
Ignore the May 2nd.
That's when it was posted on
Facebook.
Oh, that's
when it was posted, because it's also not at 419.
When I stole it off of Facebook.
Sorry,
yeah.
sorry. I was looking at that. All right,
okay.
yes, it's tomorrow.
Tomorrow, 8 a.m. at the Connolly Hospitality House.
Yes, so the Connolly Hospitality House is part of the San Juan Regional, the Medical Foundation, or the
mm-hmm.
San Juan Medical Foundation.
Right.
So they're hosting it. And looks like we're going to have beautiful weather. And I know they wanted to have it on their patio. So it should be perfect for that tomorrow morning.
Right.
So the Connolly House is, if people don't know, on Lake Street, sort of
just
behind the hospital and then
right.
jog around. And so
kind of across Pinon, I would say,
yes.
south of Pinon on Lake.
And we did put the address somewhere in the post, too. So
that's
if you... if you need to know where it is. But that's tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. And again, these happen every month, and we move them around in different locations. And
sometimes
we jump
the second
around.
Wednesday, sometimes the third Wednesday.
Yeah,
but they
depends
kind
on
of
what's
bounce
going on.
Around. But yeah.
Right. Sometimes there's holidays, or sometimes my, you know, I have stuff that it's
yeah.
just not going to work on one Wednesday. It'll work better on another Wednesday.
Sure.
But we keep them either on the second or third Wednesday.
Right.
So
and you can like the Chamber of Commerce page
yes.
or the Focus on Farmington Coffee
yes,
page to
one.
Find out where they're going to be every month. And
mm-hmm.
it's a, like I said, it's a free event. Everybody can come for coffee. There's
yes.
usually some donuts or some other kind of
yes,
sweet they, something.
Something.
Morning.
Some little snack.
Yeah.
Morning. Some little
food.
Morning snack. Yogurt.
Right.
Coffee. I don't know.
And great people and great networking
yes,
opportunities
yes.
is another part of this.
Now, last month we held it here at San Juan College at the Zia Conference Center. That was in April. And it was the largest one we've ever had. It was absolutely the most well-attended. We ran out of coffee. There must have been 80 to 100 people there. It was great. I was happy to run out of
sure,
coffee.
Sure, right.
And it was fun, too, because they filmed the mayor's table there towards the end of the coffee. And so that was really fun to do. But that's the third one that we've had at San Juan College. So this is just such a great space to have events. So one of them was for you, right? When you,
yeah,
came,
summer.
When you opened it up. Yeah,
yeah,
the studio.
Last July when we
yeah.
opened up our visual radio studio where we're sitting. We're sitting right now, everybody.
That's
so,
right.
yeah, and that was not too bad attended either. I think
no,
that was one
great.
Of your bigger
it
ones,
was
too.
Great.
So
they're, I love having them at the college, but it's fun to move them around. It always brings a lot of variety and gets people in spaces they've never been to before. So
that's, right.
that's kind of the point of that. So
that's true.
That's tomorrow.
That is coming up. So show up, everybody.
Yep.
If you're not going to be here on my show, you can show up and check it out and enjoy the Focus on Farmington Coffee. And then there's a couple other events that are coming up, too, that I want to ask you about involving your Farmington Young Professionals
yes.
group.
Yes.
And they've been very active.
They have, and we just had our speed networking event on May 2nd, and
that's
it was
right.
huge. We had almost 60 people
wow.
at that event, and speed networking is very similar to like speed dating. You get about 2 minutes to talk to each other, and then you shift places. And we had it at San Juan College in the Zia Conference Center, which was really fun. So because we wanted to partner with San Juan College on this. It's something we haven't done before. Mm-hmm. But we have, you know, the School of Business and the different departments and schools here at the college that have this young professional. That's where they all are. They're all here. So we really wanted to partner with San Juan College on it, and it was great. Hugely attended. And then we had a social time following across the street at Traeger's Lounge, which is one of our new chamber members. And so about half the people that were at the Speed Networking came over just to kind of continue the conversation and social hour, and was a great event. And so we really want to take that momentum and build on it. I'm not a young professional. I'm now referring to myself as the mother of the young professionals, because my oldest son, actually all three of my sons, are really in this age group. And I'm not a young professional anymore. But I think I have something to kind of bring to the young professional group with networking and connecting and what I've learned over the years. So we came up with this idea of a speaker series called Socials and Speakers, and it's roughly going to be somewhere between 5 and 6 months in duration. Every month will be a different speaker. And again, we're going to move locations around whenever possible, because I want to highlight, for example, T. Greg Marion has agreed he will be one of our speakers at some point. What a better place than to have his at Marion Oil and Gas. That's a beautiful building, and it represents what he's built in this community and what a philanthropist the Marion Foundation is. And so so we're going to be moving them around to different places. Joe Lloyd from Durango Joe's Coffee, he and I met, and he's going to be one of our speakers at some point. So, of course, we would have it at Durango Joe's. So, we want to try to move it around. Our first one, and you have it up on the screen, is Brent Garcia with the film Four Corners. He's a creative entrepreneur, really doing some amazing things with the film festival. So he's our first speaker. I thought he would be a perfect first choice. And North Allen, which you might be familiar with. I don't know.
Maybe. I think just a little. North Allen co-working and venue at 206 North Allen.
206 North Allen. So
my old house.
Your old house.
Yeah,
so anyway.
Which is crazy.
So that's where our first one is going to be, and it's going to be May 21st, which is a Tuesday at 5:30. That's the typical night our young professional group meets, and so we thought, let's move it out of the chamber and let's get these speakers in. And the whole point of it is that these people who have built their career or are entrepreneurs or small business owners to really share what they learned about why they started their business, the risks they took, the mistakes they made, the things they learned, mentors they had, and how they were able to take that. And sometimes it's a failure. You know, you learn from your failures too.
Sure.
And you pick yourself up and you brush yourself off and you go back in the next day and you make it better.
Right.
So I think it's going to be great. And they're not going to be hour long or anything like that. It's about 20 minutes of social time, networking, have a drink, and then listen to the speaker, and then time afterwards to talk with the speaker or just do some more networking and socializing. So I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be cool.
Very good. And so the first one is next week, and then we see another date there of June 18th is another one.
Well, because they're always going to be third Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Third Tuesday. So I wanted people to know that these are going on, and then I will announce who the speaker is going to be, where it's going to be. But I wanted people to kind of block that off.
Right.
We wanted to create some options for the young professional community. And this isn't just chamber members. This is open to anybody.
Right.
And you just want to hear about this or learn something from this. You could be in a second career and really learn something from these speakers too.
So if you don't consider yourself a young professional,
you could still
show up, right?
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hosted by our Farmington Young Professionals, but again, it's almost like our speed networking event. Mm-hmm. Anybody's invited.
Right.
I certainly would.
You don't check IDs at the door.
No.
Until you get to the bar.
Right.
Afterwards.
Then I check.
Then they check the IDs.
But I mean, these speakers are giving of their time, and these are busy people.
No kidding.
And I want these to be well attended with people who are really interested in what they have to offer and what they want to share. So it's open to anybody, but it's hosted by our young professionals. So
quick programming note to radio listeners and viewers, Brent Garcia will be here tomorrow as my guest, talking about Film Four Corners and all the things that has happened with that organization and his plans and the film festival that's coming up in September.
Pretty exciting stuff.
There is a lot to talk about and what happened at the legislative session this past year with him. So anyways, stay tuned for that, everybody. So anyway, that is coming up and you've got him as part of your speaker series.
Yes,
so
my first one.
That'll be awesome.
He's launching the ship.
Nice.
So to speak.
Very good. And I can't say enough about the work that they've done at 206 North Allen. It's such a transformation from when I lived there, and the grounds and the building and everything else. And it's such a historic site in downtown Farmington.
Right.
It's nice to see it preserved and
nice
used.
It's nice to see things going on downtown.
Sure.
With that whole revitalization and the whole redo and everything with downtown. It's so great to see people investing in downtown.
True.
I love that.
I know. That's true. We all live downtown, so it's great. Next, you've got a coffee event. Go figure.
Go figure.
Right? But that's an important thing, too.
It is an important thing. So with the focus on Farmington coffees, I noticed as time went on, we've got a lot of young professionals that come to those. So obviously, it was tapping into something. And as I go around and meet people, there are a lot of people in that age group, sort of between 20 and 40. They're building their career. They might have young families, and they're trying to, you know, connect with other people that are in that same stage of life. They're interested in serving on board of directors. They're trying to find mentors. They're in that stage of building their career. And so I kind of thought, you know, maybe I could do an offshoot of the Focus on Farmington Coffee for young professionals. So Durango Joe's with the waterfall.
That's just the one.
That's the East Main.
Right.
The East Main Durango Joe's. So I met with Joe Lloyd and shared what I wanted to do, and he loved the idea. So this is going to be another monthly free coffee.
Nice.
And it's going to be a little earlier, 7:30 to 8:30 a.m., so people can go and still have time to get to work if they have to be worked by 9.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always going to be at the same place, and it's always going to be the same time of the month. So it's always going to be on the fourth Thursday. It's really hard to remember all these, like, thirds.
But that's why you have it on Facebook.
Yes.
So you don't have to remember
this.
You can just look at it and
that's why I programmed it.
That's right.
So the first one is coming up next week, May
the 23rd
at the New Durango Joe's, which I'll probably call the New Durango Joe's until another one is built. But
right.
The New Durango Joe's.
On the east side. Right.
And upstairs, so it can go outside on the patio, or if the weather's cold, we can be inside. And they're going to have free coffee upstairs. If you want something fancier like a latte, or my favorite drink, a breve, you'll have to go downstairs and get that yourself. But
soon to be called the Jamie Church.
The breve. I love how I go through the drive-through now, and they don't even need to ask me. They just go, "Oh, really? You have your breve today, Jamie?" I'm like, I love that.
See?
It's like being Norm back at Cheers.
That's
walk in, everybody knows your name. So So that's happening again for really young professionals. This really is more about networking.
Mm-hmm.
This really is, you know, connecting, meeting people, exchanging business cards, and doing that young professional. Again, not just a chamber event. We have a lot of young professionals in this community, and they've been looking for a place to connect and a way to connect. So this will hopefully help and start that.
Excellent.
And then relationships will build from there.
Right. And again, I think a lot of young professionals maybe don't have yet to understand the importance of networking maybe in their careers.
Right.
I mean, they're just, you know, getting out of college or getting out of school and getting into the job market and maybe starting a family, and they're just go.
Right.
And they don't have time to maybe develop those networking connections. Mm-hmm. And these events really help you do that.
That is important, because you never know. I'm finding now, even in my place where I am with the chamber, I'm still calling back on those relationships and friends and people I started with years and years ago, even when I worked here at San Juan College, to sort of say, hey, I remember when we worked on this together. Hey, do you remember when we did that and that person was involved? And so being able to call back on those relationships that you built, and mentors. I mean, I think mentors are extremely important, whether you have a mentor you meet with regularly or you want to mentor someone or you're looking for that. I think that relationship is really important. So I'm hoping that that's some of those things that can come from these coffees, and just, again, building community. And then if people want to, you know, they build up a network there and they say, hey, let's all go to dinner, or let's go, you know, rafting, or let's go walk along the Riverwalk. That's even better.
That's true.
It just continues that. So
very true. We're getting lots of comments on our Facebook page this morning, Jamie Church. Lots of good mornings, lots of good comments about speed networking cooking and other things. So thank you, Facebook watchers, for chiming in and sharing your thoughts with us this morning on our Facebook page. And there's another event that's coming up that will benefit the Farmington Chamber, right?
We do this event every year. It's our, we've changed the name a few times, but it always has the word music in it.
Right. So depends on where you are,
Exactly.
You're either by the rocks, you're either...
Right, or at the runway, or at the wherever. So this year... You know, why mess with a great location and a great venue? So Music by the Pond back at the Country Club, June 14th. And anybody, again, anybody can go to this. It's hosted by the Farmington Chamber, but it's open to anybody, members, non-members. It's just a fun event. $30 a ticket. That includes your food. It's kind of a cookout sort of casual, country club casual wear. So, you know, whatever that means.
Right.
Sundresses, shorts. And we're going to have a putting contest and volleyball and frisbee, cornhole. We're going to have a little cornhole tournament going on. Live music. So there's a newer band in town called Family Affair Band.
Okay.
And it's the Woodards. You know, Ryan
sure,
and Bill.
Sure, very
Joy,
musical family.
Very
Holy
musical.
Smokes. Yeah,
so they
right.
have created a new band, and I'm really excited. They're going to be playing and dancing. It's going to be... I mean, look at that photo. That's beautiful.
It's a beautiful photo, right? Sorry.
But look at that. That's gorgeous.
That's right. That's the actual pond. That is the pond you will be by.
Yes. So, and we have some fun raffle things that are going to be given away. We have some great sponsors on this. Zymes is a big sponsor. Northern Edge Navajo Casino is a big sponsor on this. Home Two Suites. We've got a great music sponsor, somebody that came forward to sponsor the music. So, Waterstone Mortgage. That's why I'm mentioning the sponsors, is they're all chamber members, I have to say.
Right.
But we can't do things without sponsors.
Right.
And this is going to be a really great event. So, call the Chamber for tickets. Like I said, it's only $30 a ticket, and that includes your food and all the activities and the music. There will be a cash bar, so there will be that there as well. And the Country Club is just a beautiful space, and so it's going to be a lot of fun. It always is. It's a great event.
Very true. June 14th.
June 14th, Friday,
it's
from
6
to 9. So this is more of an adult event. So just want to say 21 and older, please, just because we are going to have a cash bar there and we will be by the pond. So, you know, we don't want to have anybody falling in the pond.
No.
So,
That's right.
But it's a great event.
That's true. And this will be a little bit of a fundraiser, too, for the chamber.
Yes,
is it not?
It is, because we are member driven and that's where the majority of our funds come from. But we do have a few events every year that are fundraisers for the chamber. That's important, too. It's something we do. The other one is our Chili in October event.
Right.
That happens in October.
Right.
So I'm not going to talk about that yet. Because
not yet, but get ready.
I'm already starting on the planning of that, but I don't want to talk about it yet.
Right.
So Music by the Pond, very fun, and just everybody comes and has such a great time. And so I would encourage you, call the chamber if you want tickets.
Right. And put it on your calendar for June 14th.
Yes. Yeah.
So
Friday night.
The Music on the Pond event. So it's coming up, everybody. So that's great. And and then there's another new program that you've started at the Farmington Chamber, which is all about referrals. And again, as we talk about networking, this is the next logical step.
It is.
Once you've made a connection with somebody, is then to maybe see if they could be good for your business or vice versa.
This is something many chambers have started, and I really do need to thank both the Vail Valley Chamber of Commerce and the Durango Chamber of Commerce for sharing the information so I didn't have to start from scratch.
Okay.
And we were, you know, they were very generous in sharing what they were doing. So this is for those business people that want to take this to the next step, because this is a fee in addition to your chamber membership. So it is $250 for the year to be in one of these leads groups, or you have the option to upgrade to our executive level membership, which includes some other benefits as well.
I see.
So this is for those people who are really like, okay, I know I need to get into some kind of a very serious not serious as like not having fun, but where the purpose of it is more than socializing.
Sure.
It's more exchanging leads and referrals. So there is one industry represented per group. So what I mean by that is if I get an electrician who gets back to me first with their application, they're the only electrician in that group. If I get a realtor that does commercial and they get back to me first, they're the only commercial real estate in that group. Now I might get a residential,
right?
And then
you can have them both,
right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I really look at, it's first come, first serve. You have to be a chamber member to participate in this group. This is only for chamber members.
Okay.
It meets once a month, and we have two different options. We have a morning group, which is a 7:30 to 8:30 once a month. That's called Group A.
I see.
And then we have a brown bag lunch group, which is called, which actually meets this Thursday for the first time, which is Group B, because we wanted to give people options. We know that that early morning time doesn't work for everybody. We have some people that have kids. They have to get them to school. And so the brown bag lunch worked better for them. But this is for really exchanging business cards, and you get some time to go around and introduce yourself, talk about your business, what your business has going on that week or that month that you can offer. But then making sure that you are also giving leads to other people in the group. So now we have an electrician in the morning group. So now everybody knows what he does, and they have his business card. So if somebody else says to them, hey, I really need an electrician for my office or my home, they're like, you know what? There's somebody in my leads group. I'd like to refer them. And then thanking people for those too. So if the electrician does get the job and he goes and he does it and he gets a great job, go back to that person who referred you and say, thank you for that referral. It's very powerful. And so that's what the purpose of this is. And if you want to think about it, like if you get 20 people in the group, you can only market your business so much. You can advertise, you can talk to people. But if you're in a group with 20 other people who are all helping you market your business, that's exponentially very powerful for you. And you know, these are people that you've built a relationship with over time, and they're going to be referring you. So that makes it even more important to me that you want to make sure when you go to follow up on that lead or that referral, that you're going to get that positive feedback, or they're going to get positive feedback. So I don't know. I just think it's a really great thing. Now, as the chamber, I have to say, disclosure, the chamber and myself, we refer everybody who's a chamber member. So I'm not participating in this group and referring member. All I'm doing is facilitating and providing space and making the coffee. Basically, that's it.
Right.
Then I sort of facilitate and step out, and they do the leads and referrals. I always refer all chamber members and represent all chamber members. But this does give a place for those of our chamber members who kind of want to take it to the next level.
Right.
Basically.
So, sure. That makes sense. Yep. And so they can just call you to sign up?
Yes. Or, well, they can call me or they can email me. We have an application and we have some guidelines. And as I said, it's first come, first serve. So the first person I get back per industry. Now, if we fill these two groups and I see there's a need for a third, we would start a group C.
Okay.
But at this point, I'm just trying to get these filled and kind of balanced out. And then we'll look at that down
so
the road.
So theoretically, there could be room for two electricians, one in group A and one in group B.
Yes. So if, an electrician is just the one that came into my, mind because I know. But
example. But yeah.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Okay. So if you're in group A, group. But if there's not an electrician or a plumber or an accountant or whatever in
radio station,
you can, then you can say, you know, I'd like to get into that. Here's my application.
Okay.
And again, and you can bring a guest, but if the guest chooses that they want to participate in the group, they must become a chamber member. I mean, that this really is for chamber members.
Well,
and it's some businesses really, they see that value. It's not a good fit for all businesses. Not all businesses need this. Some businesses, they're at the capacity of what they can handle as far as business, and they want to continue to provide good service. And so if they got too much bigger, it might infringe on that. So that might not be a good fit. So I'm certainly not just going to say everybody should join this. I really think it works for some people and maybe not for others.
Sure.
So,
well, the number's on the screen and the email address is on the screen. So if you want more information about anything we've been talking about, actually, you can call the chamber. 325-0279 is the Farmington Chamber, or you can email jamie@gofarmington.com.
Yes, that's right.
That's how you do that. So
that's how you do it.
That's perfect. And so we just have a couple minutes remaining, Jamie Church, but you have a brand new logo and all these events that are coming up, and and the Redcoats, I think, have been kind of busy.
The Redcoats have been very busy. We have had days where we've had two ribbon cuttings in a day. We just had a fun one last Saturday with Stan the T-Rex at
the
museum.
Yes.
And you were talking about the things going on at the museum, the flamenco exhibit.
Right.
That is great because we had a little time before Stan. So my husband and I walked around and we looked at the Petroliana, which was really almost one person's collection that they donated, and very, very cool. And then the flamenco, and then of course the T-Rex. So yeah, bring your family down to the museum. What a great, great what a great thing we have here. What a treasure. And so that was fun. We did the ribbon cutting for that. And we have one coming up.
I'm imagining the T-Rex just kind of chopped the ribbon and
the
cut
shadow.
The ribbon with it.
Oh, I wish. Yeah. That would have been cool. I wanted to ride the T-Rex in my red coat, but they wouldn't let me.
They probably frowned on that.
Yeah, he wouldn't let me. So anyway, I thought that'd be cute, but it didn't happen.
Bart Wills, he's a killjoy.
Yeah, he is. So we have a lot of other fun ribbon cuttings coming up. Escapeology is happening at the end of the month. Doing something with St. Clair on Friday. They're doing a little bit of a rebranding at St. Clair Winery and Bistro.
Okay.
But again, all of this is in our newsletters, and we put that out to our chamber members. We have two emails that come out a week, and then, of course, I try to share things on Facebook once in a while. And lots going on, though. So Red Coats have been super busy, and what a great group they are. You know, always showing up in their red coats. And,
right.
You know. That's with a smile great, on their face.
You know something important is going to happen if the Redcoats are there.
That's
so
right,
that's
exactly.
Always fun for me to be able to see them around town.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
So that's wonderful. Well, it's a great time of year. And again, there's lots of stuff going on, which is nice to see. Lots of new businesses, lots of other businesses that are maybe rebranding a little bit, as you mentioned, and having those ribbon cuttings. So that's exciting to see as well. And
we're
lots
bringing
of new
in
programs.
Lots of new members. Our membership is growing every day. It's exciting. It's a really exciting time. And I know it's a challenging time. So it's fun to see these businesses are really stepping forward and saying, we know we need to invest something and we want to get with the chamber. My vision is to see the chamber be the hub of everything. Like, you know, to connect everybody to everything going on, whether it's connecting you to the CVB and what's going on with the brand, you know, the Jolt Your Journey, or whether it's connecting you to what's happening with economic development or the city of Farmington and just all the events going on. And so that's kind of what I hope to do, make it the place where you go to find out, other than KSJE, of course.
Of course.
You come here to find out what's going on, too.
We hope you do.
So, of course, we connect with you guys. But, you know, there is a lot going on, and a lot of it's positive.
That's true.
So
we like talking about that.
I know. So come to the coffee tomorrow, and you'll leave
you'll
feeling
more.
Very positive.
That's very true. So wonderful.
Thanks.
Jamie, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Jamie Church from the Farmington Chamber, my guest here on KSJE. Everyone, back with more in just a moment. The time is 8:43. This program is supported by San Juan Health Partners Urology, providing a wide range of personalized services for the whole family, including children. Our caring professionals are dedicated to helping meet your urology health needs with skill, experience, and service you need. For a complete listing of our services and to learn more, visit sanjuanhealthpartners.com or call 505-609-6300. San Juan Health Partners Urology, a division of San Juan Regional Medical Center. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.